Selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Censorship, force of air. Fuck them back, it's only for the war. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one thinks gun. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die. Cause God forgive. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slide, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See their shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape. They burn the kids, no one thinks con. Trees, lie to your face, fight and die. Cause God forgives. Yeah. Back around again.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little online network. I see something rather nasty happen in New York today. I haven't really had a chance to get a close look at it. I hope it's not another terrorist attack. Before I get going into that, you know, I was talking to IMAM out in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan today. Apparently, they're having a greet and meet at the police station, which apparently has a gymnasium attached to it. And so... When I was talking to IMAM there, I said, how come you're having it at a police station? And he said they offered it to them, which is just more proof positive that, at least here in Canada, the police take an oath to the Queen, which is a corporation, which is a country. And they run the agenda, all of the police. I don't care what country you live in. If you look up international police chiefs, you will find that your police have been internationalized. And your police are not only there to protect the corporation, i.e. the politicians and whatnot of your, and the corporations that do business with your country corporation, but you never see the police on the side of the people. Doesn't matter what's going on, the police are never on the side of the people. So, you know, just like the police got involved in promoting the LGBTQ thing, now they're promoting Islam. So at least here in Canada, if you think that the police or the military are going to guard your borders, you are dreaming. I mean, our borders are wide open now. We got a Muslim immigration minister. We've got a Muslim mayor of Calgary who was voted in 2014 world mayor. The propaganda is just flying. So anyways, I had a pretty good chat with this, I can never say that freaking word. IMAM. I don't even know what the hell that's supposed to stand for, some kind of leader. But, you know, I was discussing with him that I was at a youth Muslim meeting here in my small town 5-6 years ago. And I was the only one showed up. So I got to spend 2 hours with him. And I was like talking to this guy in Saskatoon today. I said, when I'm talking to these people, one of my questions was, you are convinced that Islam will be the religion of this country? Yes. And you're also convinced that Sharia will be the law of this country? Yes. Now, the imam out there in Saskatoon didn't seem to disagree with me too much on that. Kind of backtracked a few times here and there, but generally we had a pretty good conversation. I recorded it, so when I get time, I'll turn it into a video or whatever so I can get it up on the internet and let people listen to this. But, he called it a collaboration between the police and this Islamic group in Saskatoon. Now, I don't see the police going, collaborating with the Polish community or the German community or the Christian community or any of that stuff. So we have, this is a very tight connection. Now, he made up a poster, which it says it's by the Saskatchewan or the Saskatoon Police Services and the Islamic group. So it's the same thing with the logos. You have the police logo and then the Islamic logo. So it just shows you how tightly the police are involved in this. Now, what in the hell the police would be offering, and he said they offered it to them. He didn't go looking for it. They offered it to him. Not phone the police, yeah, that's true, but for the police to be offering their gymnasium, he said it was more like kind of like a community center, but it was attached to the police station. Never heard of that before, but anyways. So the police offered it free of charge, which means you, the taxpayer, paid for it. Then you pay for the police. You pay for their equipment. You pay for their pension. You pay for their cars. And talk about showing disrespect for their fellow Canadians. When they get tangled up this tight with stuff that goes totally against the grain of what our forefathers were all about. And that goes for the LGBTQ thing too as well. Now, I don't get as many people call me a racist and a bigot as they used to, but I still get the odd one. I'm not a racist. I'm not a bigot. I know right from wrong, and what this government up to is completely wrong. It's completely treasonous, and we got to deal with it. I will not back down or shy away because I may upset somebody or I may offend somebody. That's beyond ridiculous. When a man is fearful enough not to say what is on his mind, well, he ain't a man, is he? He's a child. Might be in a man's body, but he's a child. And that seems to what they've done to the mass portion of the population has kept them in a childlike state. And it's not too hard to deal with children. So anyways, we'll get that up as a video here sooner or later. Actually, the interesting part was he wanted my phone number and I didn't much care for that idea. So I just told him I would give him a shout back after the meet and greet, which is tomorrow, and see how it went. And But, you know, it's pretty wild when you invite, you know, they're inviting the community, and they're inviting them to try on hijabs and that and try their food and whatnot. But, you know, so they invite all of the people from Saskatoon to drop in for a meet and greet. And you can bet your bottom dollar that there's going to be a fairly heavy police presence there. I mean, it is at the police station. So this is like, you come for a meet and greet and just submit. That's the whole answer to this. Just, we just want you people to come here and submit to these people. Anyways, this looks ugly. I see a, it says Terror in New York, graphic video of a bus full of children that was hit by the terrorist. Now, this is getting really bad. Let's see if I can find another link in here somewhere. I don't... Israel News Online. Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's where this story's from. Israel Online. Israel News Online. Fucking brilliant. The Jews are completely involved with the Muslims. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I've been through enough of their documents now. Enough of the documents where the Jews and the Muslims are tight together. Now, I don't know why that's on Israel News, but I'm going to see if I can't find another link somewhere. Let's go try stupid CBC here. See if they got a story on it. I don't really want to. Well, I know what I'll do. This just kills me. I'll get to the New York thing in a second. This is something I was going to put up and I need to get time. We were just gawked at. Okay, apparently there's a gawking problem in Canada. We have gawkers here. We have bigots here. We have white supremacists here. We have anti-Islamic people here. We have anti-Jewish people here. It's a hell of a country. You know, people used to think Canada was this nice country. Well, hell, we got gawkers now. This is the story. This is the headline. Mixed race families common in Canada but still face challenges. So when I saw that story, I clicked on it, and this mixed-race family says they were just gawked at. Well, who is this mixed-race family? It's two guys, one from Jamaica and one from, where the hell is Macedonia. And they call this a family in Canada now. And they were just gawked at. Well, I don't know who did the gawking, but they ought to go to jail. It's just freaking over the top now. Anyways, here's the story we're looking for. See what we got. 8 dead in New York after truck slams into people on bike path. Now, I don't even have to look at this. I'm pretty sure if this is a white guy, I'll fall over. But, they just did this in Edmonton a month ago. Guy runs over a cop, and then he goes and runs through a bunch of people. Didn't kill anybody, but so a man in a rented pickup truck drove onto a busy bicycle path near the World Trade Center Memorial Tuesday, killing at least 8 people and injuring at least a dozen others, New York City mayor says. Police said the vehicle, a rented Home Depot pickup, entered the bike path on West Street, a few blocks from the World Trade Center Memorial, and struck several people, leaving mangled bicycles behind. The driver was then shot by police after jumping out of the vehicle with what turned out to be two fake guns, which police later said were a paintball gun and a pellet gun. New Yorkers do not give in the face of these kinds of actions. Mayor Bill de Blasio said, as he thanked police and first responders for their efforts, he said there would be extensive additional deployments of police and urged people to be vigilant. A suspect who has not been yet named by police was taken into custody and transferred to hospital. Police didn't offer much information about the 20-year-old man as they outlined the timeline of the attacks, which began around 3 p.m. New York Times cited law enforcement officials who said that the suspect yelled "Akbar" when he got out of the truck, but a news conference, the police wouldn't confirm the report. NDP Commissioner James P. O'Neill, who noted that the investigation is just hours old, said the driver said something when he got out of the truck that was consistent with a terrorist attack. Officials said six people died in the scene and two others died at hospital. 11 people, all with serious injuries but non-life-threatening injuries, were also transferred to hospital. The mayor said the attack was being investigated as a possible act of terrorism. The mayor said the police are investigating alongside federal and state partners. He said people should go about their business on Halloween and the days forward, knowing that police officers were out in force. Panicked witnesses at the scene, a man who was riding in a Uber along the West Side Highway near Chambers Street said he saw several bleeding people on the ground after the truck struck several people. Another witness said the truck was also collided with a small bus and one other vehicle. Tom Gay, a school photographer, was on Warren Street and heard people saying there was an accident. He went down to the West Side, or down West Street, and a woman came around the corner shouting, "He has a gun, he has a gun." Gay said he stuck his head around the corner and saw a slender man in a black tracksuit running southward on West Street holding a gun. He said there was a heavy-set man pursuing him. He said he heard five or six shots and the man in the tracksuit fell to the ground, gun still raised in the air. He said a man came over and kicked the gun out of his hand. Uber driver said he saw a truck plow into the people on the popular bike path adjacent to the West Side Highway. He said he then heard 7 to 8 shots and saw police pointing a gun at a man kneeling on the pavement. "I saw a lot of blood over there, a lot of people on the ground." His passenger said he also saw police standing near a man who was on his knees with his hands up and another man bleeding on the ground nearby. He said the truck had also collided with a small school bus and one other vehicle. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said it's early, but suggested the deaths may have been the result of a lone wolf-style attack. The truth is, New York is an international symbol of freedom, of democracy, and we are proud of it, he said, adding that also makes the city a target for those who oppose that concept. What a load of garbage. What a load of garbage. I don't know what we're going to do, people. You know, don't worry about it, folks. Is some freaking Muslim just ran over a bunch of people and killed, what, 8 of them? Badly injured a bunch more. Somebody runs into a truck to run around shooting guns off. And they say, well, just go about your business because we have a heavy police presence. Well, this is about building up the police. This is about taking more of your rights away. This is about the international gun ban all UN crap, and yet there sits in New York City, the United Nations headquarters. It boggles my mind, absolutely boggles my mind. The most nefarious outfit on the planet, probably ever, who wants the end of nation states. That's the main goal, end of nation states. Sitting on the land of the so-called free and brave. Absolutely mind-boggling that that thing has been sitting there for so long, the United Nations headquarters. I mean, it was Rockefellers that donated the land to build it there. Rockefeller said he was accused of being an internationalist. If that's the charge, he stands guilty and he's proud of it. So all this multiculturalism, all this LGBTQ crap, all of this open borders nonsense is all about destroying nation states. Out of chaos comes order. So expect this to continue. Expect it to get worse. Expect the police presence to get heavier. Until, I suppose, they can justify chipping your ass. So they can just scan anybody anywhere, anytime they want. I mean, we got to get it together somehow, some way, because this cannot continue. Now, I don't even know if this is, you know, I haven't had time to look into this. I'm sure there's people saying that this is a false flag. Whether it is or it isn't, I don't know. But there it is there. The truth is, and this is the truth. Cuomo said, this is the truth. A lone wolf style attack. How many times do they use that? This is an international globalist attack. The truth is, he says, New York is an international symbol. International. Everything has been internationalized. Your politics, your teachers, your preachers, your police, your military. And it's only going to get worse. Now, if you stand up and say you're a nationalist, well, hey. When you can't stand in your country, on your land, and say you're a nationalist, we got a problem. Because that means you just threw your nation under the bus. You have no respect for your nation. You have no desire to be part of it. You don't have a problem with it disappearing. You don't have a problem with international law ruling your lives. You don't have a problem with these UN global internationalists telling you what to eat, when to eat it, how much you're going to eat, how much water you're going to have access to, where you're going to live, how big it's going to be, and everything else. If you're not a nationalist, then you're an anti-nationalist, which is an internationalist. So if you're not a nationalist, you're anti-American. or anti-Canadian or anti-Australian or anti-Brit. You are against your nation. You're against your own people. You want to help the internationalists destroy your nation, the very nation that your forefathers came and built from nothing. When they had the opportunity, they thought, to get out from underneath the boot of tyranny. All you got to do is look now, and I mean, the tyranny is over the top. Tough to make somebody ill. You know, we had an old lady up here. Where was it? Down around Windsor, Ontario, somewhere, I think. Hamilton, maybe? You know, walking down the path. And I can't remember, it was 19 or 21 years old. This is an old, old lady. And that old lady is in life-threatening situation in a hospital. But when they wrote the story, it came out later. It was a Muslim. But even though the police had their hands on, there's no pictures of the suspect. I mean, they got the guy, but they don't identify the guy. Some old white woman is seriously injured by a young Muslim, but they don't identify him as a Muslim. They don't identify him, period. Didn't come out till later. Same thing here. Same damn thing here. You know, wherever he said that his Akbar or whatever it is, Al Akbar. And then the police, well, we're not sure that's what he said, even though somebody witnessed him saying it. And they don't identify who did it. Now, if it had been a white Christian who got out of the truck and yelled, you know, Jesus saves or something, this guy would be plastered over everywhere. His face would be everywhere. And the police would definitely be confirming that. But even though they have law enforcement officials who said that the suspect yelled Al Akbar when he got out of the truck, but at a news conference, the police commissioner couldn't confirm the report because the police commissioner is an internationalist. And the ploy is to take us down from the inside. And the sick part is, you pay the mayor's wages, you pay the commissioner's wages or salary, you pay all the police officers' salaries. You supply them with the vehicles, you supply them with the guns, you supply them with everything. And yet these people are working for the other side. You know, when I first read that thing from Cicero, wrote that thing in 42 BC. I don't have it in front of me right now, but 42 BC, that's some time ago. And what his take was, that a standing army is less to be feared. Because when it's your own government taking you down, it's hard for people to, one, believe that they would do that. because they wear the same clothes, they talk the same language, they're part of the communities. Very difficult for people to believe what's actually happening. Back in the 70s, I told my Canadian friends and many other people that this was going to come. Because we don't have any checks and balances here. Once you elect a majority government, they can pretty much do whatever the hell they want. But the propaganda, the constant propaganda of Canada's the greatest nation on earth, and we're the peacekeepers, and so on and so forth, and we got government health care. The idea that the politicians would turn on the people just couldn't register with people. They were doing like Carlin said, you know, you have to be asleep to believe it. But people want to believe the best, which makes them easily deceived. What I did tell them in the 70s, I said, this is a dictatorship. Right now it's showing itself as a benevolent dictatorship, which is just simply a tool to soften you up. But when they turn on you, which will happen, the people are not going to know how to handle it, and they don't. They do not want to believe that their so-called government has sold them out. Now, more and more people are getting it, which is good. More and more people are talking to more and more people. People who originally you were talked to that didn't want to believe it, put their ears over their heads and ran away, but would sit there and talk to you for 10 hours about Oprah Winfrey's new show or guest or the new movies and stuff like this. They had all kinds of time for that. Talk about stuff that's not the least bit important, does not affect your life. But when you have to start talking to people about stuff that is affecting their towns and cities and communities, and you sit down and you try to talk to these people and deal with some reality here, they just want to get the hell out of there fast. And that's unfortunate. Imagine Paul Revere rode through towns yelling, the British are coming, the British are coming. Today? Can you imagine how that would play today? Back then, back in the day, he's riding through, hollering away, the British are coming, the British are coming. Well, that was noticed lock and load. Right? Today they'd probably say, shut up, I'm watching the show. What the hell's he yelling about, Martha? I don't know, something about some conspiracy theory shit. Well, tell him to shut up. This is how pathetic we've become. Very pathetic. Oh, my. It's so sad, you know. It used to be. I saw somebody put a post today about probably when I was a kid, probably the same era. You know, they were talking about how it was. Uh, how they were always out playing ball or shooting their guns or whatever, and but they were always outside playing ball and skiing or doing whatever time of year it was. Very seldom in the house. Didn't watch much TV. Got in the odd fist fight. You know, back then you get into a fist fight, and when the fist fight was over, you were still friends. Or you made a new friend. Today, they have no touch policies in the schools. And what really drives me is when I read something like that and the people go, you know, I really wish it was like it was. Well, you, the one that wrote it, are the cause of why it isn't what it is. You know, they talked about how their, you know, their grandparents were around, and everybody's door was open, and it was like an open neighborhood, and you know, they learned from their grandparents and their parents and stuff, and their aunts and uncles, and none of that's going on anymore. Well, yeah, but you're the ones that are complaining about it are the ones that let it get here. You're the ones that allowed this to disintegrate into the mess it is in now. You didn't stop any of these things when they were happening. When they first popped their ugly head up, you gotta, you know, like it's like whack-a-mole. But you let it fester and grow until it's normal, until it's been normalized. So this idea, looking back and say, wasn't it great before? Well, it could be great now. You know, how many of you same people that were kids that were out, you know, you build your own go-karts and whatnot, you build your own, so you build everything yourself. You know, then all of a sudden you need all these gadgets. It's just more indication you never get out of the child position. But you definitely didn't notice when the state pulled your children even farther away from the family. Didn't notice when they got the mums out of the houses and put them to work so they could double tax. Didn't notice any of this stuff. And now you're complaining about, well, it's shitty out now. Well, yeah, because you didn't pay any attention and didn't stand up and say no. Everybody likes to bitch and complain about politicians and that. I don't know why that is, because very few people have any clue what politics is even about. But they like to bitch and complain about them. But they never, ever, you never hear people bitching about themselves and their friends. No, they're not responsible. It's always the stupid politician that's responsible. Deflecting the responsibility. When in fact, we're the responsible parties. We're the ones that we should be yelling at. We should be the ones that we're so disgusted with. Not the politicians. We allowed this to happen. And I know everybody's busy trying to keep a roof over their heads, trying to pay these bills that are always coming at them and stuff. But they got you on such a slave treadmill now. Really doesn't matter how hard you work or how long you work. They just come up with a new way of getting the cash out of your pocket. And people complain. Well, I don't think this new tax is applicable. I don't think this is good for anybody. I don't think we should have this. We should write a petition. Okay. Well, damn, they put the tax on us anyways. Oh, well, I guess we'll just have to live with it. Then they get angry. Let me tell you, though, I ain't voting for this guy next time. Ooh. Like the next one in line is going to be any different? Not a chance. I mean, you want to stop this. You know, back in the old days, the very old days, it was quite barbaric. But if some clown like this ran over a bunch of people and maimed and disfigured a bunch and killed a bunch, in the old days, they would have been just taken down. You ought to get all the witnesses. They would have just made short work of it. They just took them down to the town square or whatever. In the old days, you know, they used to tie them to horses, four horses, and just quarter them up, rip them to shreds. And if you're a real asshole, they would likely burn you at the stake afterwards. Or if your head was still attached to your carcass, it'd probably hang you after that. But not today. See, most of the time back in the day, when there was a shooting or something, now you had your domestic problems, of course, you always will, but take that out of the picture. Almost all killings were related. They weren't random killings. Where today, random killings seem to become the norm. Now, I don't want anybody killing anybody, but, you know, in certain situations, you know, depending what kind of business you're in, or you screwed somebody over bad a bunch of times, you know, your chances of getting hurt are pretty good. But that's got nothing to do with the general population. That's a closed game that's going on in those killings. When you got a bunch of people walking down a path, or that old lady that was from Hamilton, or walking down a path, a nature trail, and gets attacked by a 19 or 21-year-old that ought not even be here, and then the police try to hush it up, well, it kind of gets you a little closer to what's going on. And the police tell you just to go about your Halloween and your business as normal because we have a heavy police force out there. You know, this is why I don't know if this is even a false flag or not. When I'm looking over this story again, I don't see any feelings in this story at all. You know, it's a very cold story. New Yorkers do not give in the face of these kinds of actions, Blasio said, as he thanked police and first responders for their efforts. He said there would be extensive additional deployments of police and urged people to be vigilant. Police did not offer much information about the 29-year-old man. He yelled Allah Akbar, but commissioner wouldn't confirm it. Officials said 6 people died at the scene and 2 others died at a hospital, 11 people all with serious injuries. Mayor said the attack was being investigated. The mayor said police are investigating alongside federal and state partners. He said people should go about their business on Halloween and the days forward, knowing that the police officers were out in force. But I don't see any condolences to the families. I don't see the police or the governor or the mayor showing any remorse or any condolences to anyone or their families that were killed or those who were injured. There's absolutely no compassion about the victims in this whole damn story. Nothing. So, you know, that's always brings up the idea of the story's heartless. It always brings up the makes you wonder. You know, I mean, when we were kids, we would stage an accident just for the hellry of it. You know, we're outside all the time. We're always looking for something to do. And, you know, maybe I may have been really good at the Rockefeller Foundation because we would, problem, reaction, solution, right? You know, when we were kids, we would get near a busy street, we'd get on the sidewalk, and then we'd pretend we all ran into each other and we'd be tangled up on our bicycles or something. And be laying there like we had this bad accident. And maybe have one friend, you know, waving at the vehicles and had to stop, to come and help. Just to get the reaction kind of thing. So we build our own scenario, so to speak. We used to do a few things like that. And this is kind of what this remind. I mean, this is a crazy story. Let's see if I can find it somewhere else and see if we get a different take on it. But I doubt it because all of these reports come out of the same place. 8 killed in New York. Let's see how this story plays out. Let's see. This is a different news source. But it looks pretty much like an identical story. Lone wolf attack. Yeah, it looks like the very same story. Yep. Looks like the very same story. And this is the problem. Is it a manufactured story? Is it a real story? Who knows? Who knows? Now, what it's going to do, because chances are this guy is a Muslim, what it's going to do is it's going to ramp up some hate, and probably some more violence, which is what they want. Breaking, identity revealed, New York attacker. It's bad, it says. The story will load up. Oh, let's see. If you haven't heard about Terror Attack Manhattan this afternoon, here's what happened from Fox News. At least 8 people are dead, and the driver barreled into a bike path, yada, yada, yada. 11 injured. 29-year-old driver was shot by police and taken into custody. Law enforcement sources told Fox News the suspect remains hospitalized. Which is always weird, right? Because oh, yeah, he's definitely a Muslim. There's a picture of him laying on the ground. But it always seems amazing to me when... So here's this terrorist, and apparently down, and... But how many people that just call the cops because they have a, you know, an autistic child or adult child or child that's taking meds... that's a little wound up, and how many of those people get killed? But in a case like this, injured. Let's see. Salfolio Sepupov of Tampa, Florida, according to ABC News. Now, I don't know what kind of a name that is. He is a Uzbek national who screamed Allah Akbar when he was done. ISIS sent out a message calling on Muslims to attack on Halloween. That would be today. ISIS extremists tonight threatened to attack Halloween trick-or-treaters, and the Twisted Group's latest message with a picture of a bloodied machete set against an image of the Eiffel Tower, the group said, terrorize October 31st. But it doesn't say who was killed or any of that stuff. So I don't know what's going on here, really. It's difficult to tell. But whatever it is, it's not good. Not good at all. You know, I was talking to this IMAM today in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and I was telling them about the conversations I'd had with the youth Muslim group. Now, he didn't deny that it was going to be, that the plan was to make Islam the religion. Well, that worked that time. Hello. Christopher?
Hey, Ron.
How you doing?
Good.
Did you get a chance to look at that thing in New York at all?
No, actually, I'm going to do that when your show is over. That's interesting. no surprise, I guess, but interesting nonetheless. I think Jules has it up on her site. I was just reading it, or just looking at it on the headline. So I don't have television, so or otherwise I probably would have been glued to it, right?
Probably. That's why we don't have television.
Yeah.
You know, it's. I was glued to this set on the ramp up to Iraq, and it was making me nuts watching that stuff. You know, so I just soon go and, you know, find my own information and deal with it that way. But you know, the fact that the story there, you know, it's just a cold story. You know, it's about the police and it's about you know, them covering and not releasing pictures or names of who's you know, yelling Akbar. But the coldness of it, there's no sympathy for the victims in that entire story, not from the governor, not from the mayor, not from the police. Nobody. There's no mention other than 8 people dead, 11 injured, but don't worry about it. Enjoy Halloween. We've got a heavier police force today. What kind of nonsense is that? Something bad wrong.
Well, it's like you were mentioning, fair to me about Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
With the Islam community having a little get-together for the local people at the cop shop.
Yeah. Unfreaking believable. Unbelievable. And bring your family and friends and try on a hijab while you're here. Absolute lunacy, right? But that guy wants me to call him back, so I will. He wants to talk more, which is fine with me, you know, because he said he got here 20 years ago and raised his family here.
We'll get him on the show.
Well, there's an idea. There's a good idea.
Yeah,
we can talk about how the thing went at the Saskatoon police station, the meet and greet, how many people showed up for it. That's a good idea. That's a hell of a good idea.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'll call them in a couple of days and say, you know what? Come on the show, right? Say your piece. I like that.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
I got something here, Ron. I was just reading in the chat from somebody in the UCY chat.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman that always infuses some fun in there, but apparently is really sick right now.
Who's that?
You heard of Grump? His nickname?
Yeah. Grump?
Yeah.
What, he's not well?
Well, from what I'm understanding, he has stage 4 lung cancer. And
ouch.
He's, for all practical purposes, what it says, he's already gone. So I guess, I don't know, it must have happened fast because there was nothing.
Well, yeah, because I always enjoyed his, he always put some, you know, some quips and stuff in there. I always enjoyed that.
Just a fun, just made some fun, eh? Made everybody.
Yeah, well, I hope he's okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well, I didn't see anything of him ever mentioning he was ill before.
Well, that's the guy he was. I mean, that's, you know, it tells a lot about his character.
Well, if that be the case, you know, condolences to his family and friends and everything, because I always enjoyed that, but we're out of time right now. So, you know, prayers to come. Hopefully he's still with us. And I know Thursday night again. We're out of time. Okay, everybody, take care. Thanks, Chris, for that one. Sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Seize the shit, force the bear, fuck them.